Time for our weekly chat with the National Weather Service. Bill's on the line, as Rick likes to introduce him as.
Yes, big, bad, bold, and bodacious Brother Bill.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Pretty good. Can't beat that, Bill, huh? Didn't know you were big, bad, and bodacious, all rolled into one. Pretty good.
What do you got for us today?
You know, heat, but it looks like after and during the weekend and today, if we can just get through this, spend a lot of time in the air conditioning today. The rest of the week, not too bad, with a pretty good chance of some precip, it looks like, tomorrow night and Wednesday especially.
Yeah, it's going to be, like you said, get through today, and there is a heat advisory. Not only temperatures around 100, but we have some humidity with that. You know, we have kind of that southeast wind that kind of helps keep that humidity in here a little bit better, and that's going to continue today. So, yeah, we get through today, you know, heat index is up around 105 probably this afternoon with air temperatures over 100 potentially. Yes, and then it's going to cool down. It's still a little warm tomorrow, but we've got a cold front that's going to kind of settle to our south. And to the north of that front, we're going to have probably several rounds of showers and thunderstorms. It looks like maybe the best chance will come later tomorrow night into Wednesday, and then maybe a couple more rounds as we get into later in the week and the weekend. So definitely cooler and potentially wet as we head through the middle and especially the latter parts of the week.
Yeah, staying muggy, but muggy in 100, going down to 70s and muggy, that's a little different kind of mugginess, and we can put up with that much easier than a day like today, for sure.
Right, and it is going to stay a little bit on the muggy side as we head into the, you know, Wednesday and the end of the week. But you know, temperatures are going to cool into the 70s for highs, and it'll be much, much more comfortable temperature-wise. You know, our attention is going to turn to rain, and we could have some locally heavy rain in areas. So that's something that we're going to be watching. I'm not sure that the severe threat's going to be real high, but it might kind of turn more towards a locally heavy rain type scenario. So that's what we're going to kind of be focused on, I think, as we head towards the middle and latter parts of the week.
A lot of cloud cover with that, too, with the chances of rain. Mm-hmm. Looks like Wednesday is going to be mostly cloudy, and then are still on Thursday. A lot of clouds around, so not
a lot of
a
cloud
ton.
Cover. Yeah, a lot of cloud cover. Kind of odd for late July and early August to have temperatures and highs in the 70s, but that's what it appears it's going to be for a few days, and then by the weekend we kind of maybe start to warm back up again. But looks like Wednesday through Friday. Friday night, if you know, people are having to work outside or something, if they dodge the rain, it looks enjoyable for temperatures.
Mm-hmm.
I have a quick question for you, Bill. With the heat that we've had recently, have we been under what they refer to as a heat dome?
Yeah, we've kind of been under a ridge of high pressure, kind of what they call a heat dome. It kind of built from the southern plains up through Kansas, kind of got into Nebraska. You know, some summers, especially when it's dry, sometimes that heat dome kind of expands farther to the north and kind of sometimes can actually become centered right over Nebraska, you know, for days. And we stay really, really hot and dry, but the ridging actually settles back to the south and then kind of moves off into the southwest part of the United States as we head later in the week. So we'll be on the northern side of that, which means our winds aloft increase, and with the moisture around and the east-southeast winds kind of down here at the surface bringing the moisture to the west, that's a good combination for rainfall. So that's kind of what we're looking for. As those disturbances move around that high, that'll be off in the southwestern part of the United States and crosses the area. So several of those expected across the area with that rain chance. around as we get into the middle and later parts of the week. And actually, we have a slight chance today and or this afternoon and tonight, but the better chances look like Wednesday and beyond.
So okay. How are we doing? Catch us up on the precip totals for last week and then for July and then for the year to date. How do we stand in that regard?
Well, you know, it's a little skewed because last week when we had the flash flood in North Platte, where we had that 2 inches of rain that fell, you know, in an hour or so,
mm-hmm.
The official weather station, which is at the east end of the runway here in North Platte, only got about 30 hundredths, and I'm not even sure if they quite had that much that day. Here at the office, we had about an inch, but then most of the town got about 2 inches. So officially, we're actually running below normal for the month, about 68 hundredths, observed from the official weather station here at the airport. So, but you know how those rains are in this time of the year. They can be very spotty. You can go a couple right. miles down the road and have, you know, 2-3 inches, and then, you know, 2-3 miles the other direction, you have basically nothing. And that's kind of what happened last week. So, but for the year, we're running about 15 inches officially here, which is about an inch above normal or so at the airport. So, in the end, it all kind of averages out. You know, later this week, we could get a heavy shower out here at the airport that they don't get in town. So, you know, that's just kind of the way the ball bounces here with precip totals. But officially, we're running a little below normal. But when they go to, like, look at the drought and things like that, we know they have a lot of different stations that they look at. They have some of those Coco Raw stations. You probably heard about those and those type of things. So they look at the big picture, and all of we have a lot of cooperative observers through the National Weather Service too. So they take into all those totals. So they don't just look at the airports, you know, because mm-hmm. they're few and far between. And so they take into the big picture. So, you know, those rains that fell in North Platte will be accounted for, and hopefully the drought continues to improve and will continue to do so.
I think most people kind of like this pattern where we have showers. I don't know that we like 2 inches dumped on us and in less than an hour, but
that was a lot. Well, that was a heavy shower.
But especially when they're nighttime and they don't affect you too much, really. Most people are indoors, you know, when they happen later, yeah, mm-hmm. late evening, overnight hours too. Do you? Does your crystal ball show that continuing into August, or is it just kind of like, you know, patterns change from week to week, and it's just so hard to predict, even like,
well,
you know, 4 weeks out?
As we get into, you know, the first week in August, it looks like temperatures are going to be near, possibly running slightly below normal, and precipitation should be a little above normal. At least that's a signal right now. And then as we head towards kind of the 5th through the 10th of August, might warm up a little bit and maybe dry out just a tad. But it looks like, at least near normal precipitation through August. And then as we get out into weeks 3 or 4, it looks like no real signal either way for as far as precipitation mm-hmm. and temperature-wise. Kind of equal chances is what it looks like.
Yeah, so, are computer models getting, I'm sure they're getting more sophisticated all the time, but, I mean, is our accuracy on our 90-day outlooks, has that improved a great deal over the last several years, or what's your experience with that?
Yeah, it has. Really, they look at the big picture on those and look at trends and kind of look at different things. You know, there's different oscillations and, you know, ocean type things that mm-hmm. kind of affect patterns as they get out that far. So that's kind of what they base those off of a lot of times. But they do have computer models that do simulate out that far, but that's obviously why they don't give a detailed temperature forecast. It's, you know, either above, below, or something like that. So, but yeah, they look at kind of just different patterns. The ocean affects a lot. Different ocean type patterns affect a lot of that. As you get way out into the mm-hmm. future, different oscillations and things like that. That's kind of what they look at. So,
mm-hmm. You know, looking at the fall, do you have any indication yet that we're going to have anything other than a so-called normal? Normal fall.
Well, actually, as we get into September, October, it looks like their latest seasonal outlook here is above normal temperatures and trending dry. So we'll see how that happens, of course, when we get into September, October. And unfortunately, if that happens after all this rain that we've had, going to have a lot of green that's going to turn brown. So hopefully we won't get into a big fire type season as we get into September, October.
Definitely
we start to dry
don't
out.
That.
We
definitely.
Don't need that. Nope. But sometimes that's the case when you have a lot of growth and things are really green and we're getting a lot of rain. But that's a signal right now. And that forecast was issued back on July 17th, was for that September, October. But it looked like a pretty good chance of above normal temperatures and actually a pretty good chance for below normal. So we'll see how that develops as we get into. Could be good for the harvest,
right.
You know, but we also could introduce a fire, you know, an increased fire season, you know, as those grasses start to cure.
Mm-hmm. Well, really August, the highs are comparable to June and July, the average highs, but sometimes we can start to see those lows at night dip down a little bit, even by middle of August. I remember, of course, I live in Ogallala, but temperatures can drop into the 40s by, you know, at a certain point in August. I remember some nights that get down into the mid to upper 40s, so we can get a little more relief at night and start off a little bit chilly in the morning.
Yeah, if we can get those cold fronts to start settling south, you know, especially towards the end of the month, first part of September, yeah, definitely can see some temperatures down into the mid and upper 40s. If we can get that Canadian air to drive this far south here, or dive this far south. But right now, we're actually sitting about our warmest time of the year, with average highs around 90 and lows around 62. But yeah, as you mentioned, as you get into August, especially later August, those start going the other direction. So,
yep. All right. Well, Bill, thanks so much for taking a portion of your morning to call in and talk about the weather. And we thank you so much. And enjoy your day and your week. And stay cool today, and then enjoy the cooler weather the rest of the week.
Yep, just if anybody outside today, you know, just make sure you have an extra water or two and
hydrate.
And then hopefully the rest of the week will be a lot better.
Stay okay. in the shade as much as possible.
Stay in the shade or AC if you can.
Thanks, Bill. You have a good one.
You
take
bet.
Care. All right, bye.
All right, talk to you later.